Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive towards first. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Summa moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field. French picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on French. Ekrod moves to second. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ekrod moves to third. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quinn moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Quinn moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale is walked intentionally. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Quinn scores. Bishop scores. Hale moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca misplays the ball. That's an error on Fonseca. Hale scores. French moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Autry for a passed ball. Wheat moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry strikes out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Autry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Wald French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Bishop steals third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Buckeye covering, for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-2 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ekrod moves to third. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. French hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Summa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Summa reaches second base with a double. Fonseca moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale has Fonseca trapped. There's the throw to Cochran and back to Hale, who tags Fonseca for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Wheat moves to third. Galloway moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quinn bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Wheat scores. Galloway scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Hale moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-4 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod, who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. Hale scores. French goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Chick Autry. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Rube Lutsk. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Garland Buckeye. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.